It's funny, the title of that backing track, I just said I didn't know what was going on. It said Simply Complex. That was the name of it. Anyway, this one seems like it's in B minor. Or B major, it looks like. Might toggle between them. We'll find out. But anyway, the legato means, like, take a major scale. Or a mode of it. And you, let's in this case say B minor. And I'm going to do lots of hammer-ons and pull-offs. Letting the hand, letting the fretting hand do the work. The pick shouldn't touch the string, you know, shouldn't pick nearly as much. I really don't like this backing track because it's unpredictable and it's not good for teaching. So hang on, let me get a different set of backing tracks. All right, cool, now we're talking. This is in D minor. Listen to the legato possibility. Mostly, I'm doing like scales that involve three notes per string, which we may not have covered together yet. But you could still do it with two notes. Suppose I'm using a pentatonic. Just lots of hammer-ons and pull-offs, hardly any picking. Granted, it is easier with distortion, and I asked that question, but you could still do it without distortion. Let me turn it up a little. They had a session, it was called Lego My Legato, because they were saying it's one of their pet peeves that people underutilize legato. It's just so powerful and easy.